Ian, what a difference, Easter Monday to Good Friday.
Yeah, obviously it's always better when you're winning, aren't you? But the boys have shown some grit and determination there to come through today, especially on the back of a tough period that we've had over the Easter.
A victory, though, built on defence?
Yeah, massively. Saying about the Catalan game as well, we actually defended really well at points in that game. They scored soft tries against us in there, which is not what we wanted to see. But generally, our defensive system and structure was pretty good in them games as well. And it was today for large parts as well. We just need to make sure we're nailing it all the time for 80 minutes.
The game was always only just a few points in it. Yeah. Do you always feel confident that you could come through at the end of it?
Yeah, we have a confidence in our group as well, mainly because of the work they've done in the conditioning. I mean, I've just spoke about in the press conference there about Greg Brown, who we signed from Huddersfield. He's worked the boys extremely hard physically this year in the off-season as well, so we should be as fit, if not the fittest team in this Super League, and that's what we wanted to be, because we wanted a team that could play good football but were fit enough to be able to defend on the back of that or defend an error as well. And it's just the boys believing in that and going forward with it.
At the end of the game, there's some unsavoury scenes. Have you got an idea what went on there, Ian?
Yeah, well, we went down there because we heard that a couple of the players had gone in there, so we wanted to kind of make sure that they was okay. And what we'd heard is that there was a little bit of fighting that had gone on in the stand, and the players' kids were involved, were in there, so they wanted to get the kids out. So obviously, you know, it's like if you're a dad and you want to go and get your kid and protect your kid, and a couple of the guys' kids were in there, so the players went in to get their children out of there, and then they got them to the other side. I mean, a couple of them came back down the tunnel with us as well. But no, it was some scenes that we don't want to really see at rugby, to be fair. Whoever's accountable needs to be held for that.
So you're concerned, and Salford don't want any part of crowd trouble or people who want to instigate that?
No, dead set. They shouldn't be allowed in it in the sport. It should be a good game and a family sport to be able to come to and watch, and people enjoy doing that. People who are causing problems and fighting don't deserve to even be involved in it.
So the players were defending their children.
Yeah.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah, everyone seems to be okay. I think it was Justin's children who were a little bit shaken, and Greg Brown's, the conditioner, who were a little bit shaken as well. But to be fair, Justin went in pretty quick, got Greg Brown's child out. I think Benny Murdoch got Justin's, one of his lads, out as well, and Justin got obviously his other one out as well. So they're all okay at the end of the day, but there shouldn't be scenes that you see at a game of rugby.
These are not the type of fans that Salford want.
Dead set they're not, yeah.